Heather Boucher and Katio Nahio Jackson of Indigenous Empowerment Fashion Collective have joined me to talk about the upcoming Edmonton Indigenous Fashion Week. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
What inspired you to create Edmonton Indigenous Fashion Week? And why is this movement so important?
Well, I'm a designer myself, so I've been doing a lot of shows all over the world. I like to take part in shows in Toronto. There's a big Indigenous Fashion Week in Toronto, Vancouver Indigenous Fashion Week. And we just felt as a group, Edmonton needs to have one. We don't have one here, so we figured we should get it going.
And so you guys made it happen.
Yeah. Indeed, we have. It has been 6 years that we have been together as a collective, and all of our hopes and dreams and aspirations over that time are coming to fruition. So it's super exciting.
Can you give us a sneak peek at some of the incredible designers and performers that we'll be able to see?
Well, our headliner performer on Saturday is Kaylee Cardinal, Juno award-winning, amazing, talented Kaylee Cardinal. We have some amazing designers, Osa Musquesis, Mobilize. We have a designer coming from the States, Arizona, Breezy Designs. Marian Mike, her name is. We have some drag performers. We have some powwow dancers. So it kind of runs a full gamut of all different kinds of arts, Indigenous artists, all kinds of Indigenous excellence.
And from people, you said, down in the States, too. So it's all over the world you're bringing people in from?
Or? It is all over the world. One of our designers is also from New Zealand.
How does this event blend traditional Indigenous artistry with contemporary fashion?
Well, most of our designers that we have on board blend tradition with modern culture. Like, we have some designers who actually use traditional techniques and make them and blend them with modern fashion.
Well, what impact do you hope that this fashion weekend, that it'll have on Indigenous designers and the broader fashion industry?
I think that Indigenous fashion and Indigenous art in general has been having such a huge renaissance in like the last 10 years. And we feel like Edmonton really needs to have an event. And we really need to make sure that those things are not only respected, but also continuously evolving and continuously being respected.
It's really important that we are supporting, in these industries, Indigenous peoples taking their inherent space unapologetically.
How can the community get involved and support this event?
Well, we still have tickets for sale through Eventbrite. Our website is eifw.ca. Even just sharing the post, you know, if you can't make it out, sharing the post, following all the artists, all of our social media, just have all the posters of all of the performers. We've been rolling them out in the last couple of weeks. So I would just say, even just go support all those artists. Even if you see them playing a show, go support them. Buy a ticket, buy an album, buy some merch, whatever. Like, even support your designers, buy some jewelry, buy some clothes. Basically, just keep continuously going and supporting the artists.
And the show's already planned for this year, but what if there are some designers that would love to get in on it maybe for next year?
We are going to go straight into planning for next year once the show's done.
This is our inaugural event, so we're actually, because we're planning a weekend, this is their first event, and we're going to be pushing for a full week's event for
already Saturday. Talking about expanding. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's great to start small and humble with the weekend. Next year is going to be massive.
If we've got a designer that says, oh, I want to be a part of this, do they just go onto your website and
absolutely
submit their stuff? Okay. Well, we'll get all that, all the information, all the details up on our website, ravenradio.ca. We'll put the link up there. Guys, you're almost there.
Thank you so much.
The race is almost done. You're almost there. Congratulations, and thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for having us.